With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Despite this being a 30-day short session of the New Mexico State Legislature, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has included a number of preferred bills on her agenda that could make it hard for lawmakers to consider all of them. The governor wasted no time during her State of the State address on Tuesday in touting accomplishments during her first year in office.
Our economy is booming, in fact, in every direction. Longtime New Mexico businesses are boosting their investments in our state. Exciting new companies are putting down roots here for the first time, choosing to be in the land of enchantment.
But to attract more of that business, the governor spoke of plans to make communities, including crime-ridden Albuquerque, safer.
This year, we launched, as a state, the Fugitive Apprehension Unit. We sent state police officers to help support local police efforts in Albuquerque, in Valencia County, in Alamogordo, and down on the border. And under my budget proposal, we will fund 60 new state police officers and better pay for new recruits. We'll give them the time and support they need to make meaningful connections with the communities that they serve all across New Mexico and to keep them safe. And I'm also proposing stiffer penalties for gun and drug and human trafficking to keep the purveyors of those particular kinds of evil off our streets longer.
Lujan Grisham also touched on her pledge to increase penalties for domestic terrorism. More of the governor's State of the State address next time, including the plan to lower the price of prescription drugs by importing them from Canada. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.